If a person does not resolve the trauma they have been through, and if that trauma remains stuck in their body and brain, they keep reliving it, sometimes in the form of visual flashbacks. Other times they have emotional flashbacks as well, if the trauma was chronic, meaning if it lasted for years. They also have nightmares. Narcissistic abuse survivors, being survivors of complex and chronic trauma, struggle with all of these things. They also struggle with nightmares, but their struggles are a little different because the underlying themes of their nightmares are intense, perplexing, and confusing at the same time. They also have something called positive nightmares. What are these? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to this channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, we're going to talk about five types of themes a narcissistic abuse survivor experiences in their nightmares. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn what these themes are, please make sure to subscribe because your subscription helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before I talk about the different things a survivor of narcissistic abuse sees in their nightmares, I would like to give you some basic understanding about nightmares. Why do we have them? I would like you to know that trauma is timeless. When we feel debilitated to our core and helpless before a situation, which you do as a survivor of narcissistic abuse, we are not able to cope anymore. So we are not able to flow through the situation. So when something does not flow, what does naturally and eventually happen? Things get stuck. The same way, those experiences that have debilitated you, made you feel helpless, they're stuck in your nervous system. We call them incomplete trauma responses. Those experiences, those fights, those arguments, they are down there in your subcortex, in your subconscious brain, trying to resolve themselves. How does your system try to resolve this trauma? By bringing it up when you can handle it, when you have access to a lot more resources, and when your conscious brain is in the rest mode. And when does that happen? When you are asleep, when you are deeply, deeply resting. But the problem is, all of this trauma that comes up in your nightmares remains unresolved. Why? Because when the trauma happened in real life, you truly, truly felt resourceless and helpless. You did not see any way, you did not find any way to overcome all of those difficulties back then. So you cannot do that now. Even when it's brought up in a more resourceful state, you cannot have those resources you felt back then you didn't have or you don't have. It repeats itself. It's like a broken record. You keep going through these nightmares, the same things in different ways, again and again and again, only to wake up in full-blown panic attacks, a lot of shaking, palpitations, shallow breathing, being thrown out of a deep state of sleep, and you notice yourself running without knowing you're doing it, standing in a corner of a room as if some kind of figure is chasing you. That is how it feels. Have you been through these experiences as well? The experiences that I'm explaining and sharing with you? If yes, drop them in the comments below. Theme number one, not being able to speak or move in your nightmares. You may replay those arguments that you had with a narcissist, or you may see yourself in situations where you're trying to confront the narcissist, but you can't speak. You can't fight them back. You can't stop them. You feel like you don't have a voice. You have a lot to say, but you can't. Why? Because back then, when those arguments and those fights happened in real life, you truly felt voiceless. You truly felt you had no power whatsoever in those situations. Primarily because they were really overpowering, or they had manipulated you to your core, to the point of feeling like you're going crazy, and you feel the same way. You feel totally confused. You feel lost. This sense of absolute powerlessness and chronic doubt can also show up as being left in the middle of nowhere, in a place that you do not know about, and you're trying to navigate it. You're trying to find a way out, but you feel lost. You're trying to ask people, where can I find the direction to that place? How do I get out of this place? But nobody seems to be talking to you. Everybody is angry at you. You feel so overwhelmed that you freeze even in your dreams and you wake up in a full-blown body sweat. In your nightmares, you may notice yourself trying to justify yourself or argue with the narcissist, but you may notice words are not coming out of your mouth. Your voice is breaking. You can't speak. You're trying to speak, but your voice is too low. You can't hear yourself. The other person cannot understand, but they just keep overpowering you. They keep bringing you down. You feel like you do have the strength. You want to say a lot. You want to do a lot, but you can't. And that is when you wake up feeling tired, exhausted, as if you truly have been in that bed. If that is what you are experiencing or what you have experienced, that means there's a lot of survival stress, a lot of fight response frozen in the body, and that needs to be released. What other similar themes have you experienced in your dreams? Drop them in the comments. Theme number two, seeing a lot of disgusting stuff, disgusting as in poo and pee, being smeared in gooey stuff all around, and you're trying to get rid of it. You can't. It's like, oh, it's all around. And you don't know, there's some kind of this distinct smell that you cannot get rid of. And you're trying to wash it off. And you feel it's there, but you can't. That is what you have been experiencing or have experienced. That means there's a lot of shame that was projected on you. What happens in narcissistic relationships? By relationships, I mean parental relationships as well. Any type of a narcissistic relationship. The shame they cannot regulate themselves is projected on you. And what do you do as a child, as a non-narcissist? You naturally, without even deciding to do so, you internalize it, you embody it, and it becomes a part of yours, unresolved part of yours. It becomes one of the biggest barriers between you and self-acceptance. It doesn't let you accept yourself because there is a shame in being who you are, the way you are, because you think, you believe deep down, you're the cause of all the problems, you caused it. Somehow you destroyed the relationship, you made them behave the way behaved and so on. So that is the guilt, that is the shame which you're trying to get rid of in your dreams, and it shows up as this gooey stuff that you cannot seem to get rid of. To process it, you have to sit with it, you have to feel it, as debilitating as it might be. You might have to do some stabilization around it, but move through it, accept it, acknowledge it, say you belong, I know where you come from, and I'm ready to let you go. Theme number three, being chased by wild beings, being surrounded by big, scary snakes or spiders. You need to understand, fear is one of the most dominant emotions we feel in a narcissistic relationship, in a dysfunctional family. We are controlled through it, especially if the narcissist is malignant and overt, or if the narcissist is covert or vulnerable and we are afraid of hurting their feelings or losing them and getting abandoned. So how does that fear show up, which is unresolved in your body? As these snakes, these wild beasts are those narcissists who have hurt you in your life, and internally you're still running away from them. If you have cognitive dissonance and confusion about the narcissist, assuming the narcissist is still in your life, let's say the parent, you should pay attention to your dream content, because it says a lot about how you actually feel in the presence, and that is the most realistic feedback you can ever get from any source. Theme number four, being lied to, finding out your spouse or some person you trusted, truly trusted, had cheated you. Getting into a business deal only to find out that the partner has done something fishy, something wrong behind your back, and so on. Just basically the theme around betrayal, being lied to, having one's trust broken, and so on. This is because the narcissist that you were with cheated on you the worst way imaginable, and you had to truly climb mountains emotionally to prove what they were doing, what was evident, because they were denying it completely until the very end. This might also show up as trying to resolve some kind of puzzle, some kind of crime scene, trying to find a way, as I was explaining earlier in another theme, but this is more like trying to get an answer to so many questions, just trying to ask what's going on and not receiving any answer, just hearing only your echo. And that feeling of feeling lost and confused, it just almost makes you feel so empty and so shallow within that you wake up completely dissociated, feeling like your dream was real, as if you had relived it, as if it is happening now, right in that moment. Another manifestation of the same theme is falling or drowning, trying to catch on to something, falling yet not hitting the ground, falling and hitting hard, and when you hit, you wake up. And that means you are shocked, debilitated by what happened to you. You still cannot accept what happened to you. You are in denial, you're trying to process so many things at once, but everything seems to be too much to handle at once. And that's why it feels like you're drowning, you're falling, yet not reaching the ground. Talking about denial, let's talk about the fifth theme. I call it positive nightmares. Why positive? Because these are really confusing nightmares. They don't look like nightmares. In these nightmares, you find yourself living the best time with the narcissist, real or imaginary, but you are, the narcissist is nice and giving you attention, talking to you, taking care of you. You just live your fantasy in your dreams. And why is it a nightmare? Because when you wake up, your heart is broken into thousands of pieces that it was only a dream, not a reality. The narcissist kept you so thirsty and starved that your brain had to make your fantasy a part of your reality, of course, in your dreams, just to feel some kind of satisfaction, even though it's temporary, fake, and you're feeling it in your dreams, but just to resolve something because you feel so helpless before the situation. And there's this other thing that I have noticed that goes alongside with these positive dreams. You feel they're real, like they're happening or they truly have happened. You can't distinguish between what has happened and has not happened. They feel like your real situation. On a conscious level, you know they didn't, but on another level, you have this felt sense, the emotional residue of these nightmares. As painful as it might be, if you are having positive nightmares, you have to write down the moment you wake up from these nightmares, you have to write down, it didn't happen, it was all a lie. He or she was or is the person that I know them as logically. And you have to write down who they are. Keep doing that until these positive nightmares are resolved fully. For these reasons, I say the road to recovery after narcissistic abuse is really complex and filled with obstacles, but it is a road that you have to take. It's a journey that you have to embark on. There is no other option. Today, I wanted to validate your experiences and these nightmares, and that might be confusing because I have had almost all of them myself. I know how exhausting they are to have an experience and to go through again and again in different ways. Are there any other themes that I have missed or that I do not know about? Or that you have experienced, maybe they're unique to you, maybe they're not, maybe other people are also having them. Drop whatever your answers and experiences are in the comments and help other survivors feel validated and connected. That was it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and